So we're going to read chosen excerpts by Bala Sulam about the building the future society. We're in excerpt number 14.
I'm just asking to get a report at the end of the lesson, what exactly took place yesterday, what articles were written in different languages, which websites they went into, what is the reaction we received from the network, how are we expanding and disseminating our agenda to the people in the world, to prepare a short report for us on everything.
So excerpt number 14 by the Bala Sulam from the writings of the last generation. Judgment relying on force will be completely revoked in this institution. Rather, all conflicts among the members of society will be resolved among the concerned parties. General public opinion shall condemn anyone who exploits the righteousness of his friend for his own good. There will still be a courthouse, but it will only serve to sort out doubts that will come between people. But it will not rely on any force. One who rejects a court's decision will be condemned by public opinion, and nothing more. We should not doubt its sufficiency, as it was unbelievable that children could be educated only by explanation, but only through the king. However, today, the greater part of civilization has taken upon itself to refrain from beating children, and this upbringing is more successful than the previous method. If there is one who is exceptional in society, he must not be brought before a court relying on force, but must be reformed through argumentation and explanation and public opinion. If all the councils do not help him, the public will turn away from that person as though from an outcast. Thus, he will not be able to corrupt others in society.
Meaning we came to a state, like Bala Sulam says, that we too, in human society, and also in the society that's coming close to the end of correction, in all these societies, it's not acceptable to be under pressure and blows with force, the grip of educating the children and the adults. Everyone receives freedom on one hand. The problem is that the freedom that they receive is not balanced with the education of the people. Hence, we see that it's not successful. But on behalf of the upper providence, we become more capable, more capable of being educated and building the society in a good, correct way, but we have a lack of education, and therefore we're still engaging in the fist and the pressure and hating one another and wanting to beat each other up, and all that is happening to us is happening either in the courthouses with the unjust pressure upon one another, as we're building this system of laws, and everyone knows how it's built on an egoistic basis. Whoever has more forces and more money, that's why we're still far from just judgment and all sentences, all courts or judgments and trials are, our discernments are actually a result of forcefulness. This is a problem that humanity suffers from and will suffer for a long time until it understands it has to move to different lines of relationships between people. And we need to be an example and show an example by this of what kind of relationships need to be if we want to be in accordance with the system of nature, of godly nature, and if not, we will receive plenty of blows along the way. Please. I see Petah Tikva 21.
Good morning. If in the future societies there will be no courts of laws, how will they resolve a...
There won't be such a state where there will be no courthouses. For sure there will be. And Baal HaSulam writes about this in the last generation, that we must have courthouses, but these courthouses will rise in humans. They won't work like today, like through the pressures of the different parties and by being able to buy people. And if I go to a more important, greater lawyer, a little more known, then he gets, because I've got money to pay for him, and I don't take one lawyer, I take 20 or 50 lawyers, and then of course I can spin this whole system in the whole country. And it's a real lie when it's only harmful to society. But that's what's done for the time being. We see this until this day in all the countries and on all the levels of courts. There is nothing worse than than the judicial system in every country, because it's all, since it was supposed to function according to the true laws of nature, it functions according to what the forces of society that want to rule over society dictate. It's clear to us, yes? There's no doubt about this. Oh, Moscow wants to say something. Please.
Если сейчас, скажем, изменить эту систему, там
First of all, to give egoists freedom, they have freedom right now. I don't know what you're talking about altogether. Egoists have freedom now. Every person that has an ego and has the possibility of using his ego, he uses it. That's it. He has no problem with that. So our problem is just education. Education, as in the correct system, we put the ideals or laws of nature above and want to advance to this slowly, slowly. We're constantly examining ourselves and making sure that we can exist according to these laws of nature. That's it. And there's no usage of the ego. How do I know there's no usage of the ego? Because I look at the benefit of the public, and that's my only goal. And not that I feel like doing this kind of benefit of the society or another. But I check this according to how the public wants to observe things. Well, we will talk about this. Baal HaSulam writes this to us in all of his articles of the last generation.
Freedom of choice and so on. Focus group.
Focus group.
Focus group. שאלה של תלמיד מישראל, כיצד צריכה להיראות אותה מערכת חינוך כדי להשלים את החופש?
מערכת חינוך חייבת להיות שהיא נמצאת בגובה רוחנית ובודקת על עצמה בדיונים שלהם בלתי פוסקים ממש כל הזמן איך הם יכולים ליישם חוקי חברה רוחנית בתוך חברה גשמית.
System needs to see how it can do this in a society, in a human society. And besides this 10, there are other 10s and other 10s that this system works with and examines. Let's say, like, we have a focus group. So next to the focus group, we have, let's say, 20 or 30 groups. And the focus group checks with them or upon them how these are, all those things can be implemented, which are spiritual things, but is it right to come close to them, and what way to come starting and implementing them? This is how it's... Is that clear? Focus group, do you have another group?
Another question?
By you bringing every single day before all of humanity conditions, new conditions, that from tomorrow humanity has to accept them and receive them, but it needs to be graduated to different countries and different levels that each and every country has, such that all together we will advance in the right direction towards connection between us. But for each of us, it might be in a different way. We're learning this now from the coronavirus. We're learning this now. Don't think that this is just passing by. We are starting to be organized slowly, slowly, in the same way to this system that will rise. More? Focus group, we're done? Okay. Moscow 1.
Rav, tell me please. It says that Baal HaSulam is trying to educate children only by explanation, without pressure. Can we use this way to educate our children?
You're talking about children? Yeah, us too. What do you think? Children is according to age? Children is according to our abilities. That's it. Okay. Where do we have here? Latin America 5. Latin America 5.
No.
Well?
Buenas noches. No, el amigo acaba de hacer la pregunta. Gracias. Muy amable.
The friend just asked my question, so thank you very much.
Wonderful. Good evening. Moscow 1.
This means that this is not suitable for children?
It's also suitable for big children, as it's written, what to do with children who have become old.
And what should we do?
You need to first of all check this on yourselves, and then when you have acquired experience of how to implement these things, you will know how to do this on others as well. First on yourselves, then on people like you, and then upon children.
Tel Aviv VG.
Yes. What are these doubts between man and man?
I don't know what you're speaking about. Just doubts between people.
He writes here that they will be only used to scrutinize these doubts.
Yes, when a friend doesn't understand his friend, then we need to scrutinize them so that there will be as clear as possible of a connection. That's called to discern those doubts between friends. What else do we have? Petach Tikva 19.
Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be with you, really. Rav, what are these laws of nature you're talking about all the time?
The laws of nature is what exists in the system called Adam HaRishon. And the degrees of still, vegetative, inanimate.
And we're capable of being under these laws of nature?
We are in these laws. To the extent in which we observe them and keep them, we'll have it good. And to the extent we don't keep them, we'll have it bad. And other than the laws of nature, we have also laws that belong to the behavior of man, which is above still vegetative and animal. If it's a person, it's something inside us, within us. My connection with the Creator, that system of connection that needs to rise, that I need to arrange, sort, clarify, it is called Adam in me. And that's the system I need to arrange so it will be truly connected well to the Creator. So this system in me, which is connected well to the Creator, is called Adam. And it also needs to be connected, arranged, working according to its laws.
This means that the virus and the trouble are only because we don't abide to the laws of nature?
All our problems stem from us not observing both the corporeal laws of nature, meaning on the degrees of still vegetative and animal, and specifically that we're not abiding by the laws of connection between the speaking part with people.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I didn't get it. What did you mean?
I meant that we don't know how to behave with the still, the vegetative, the animal, and the speaking. We don't know. So if we don't know how to behave with the still, vegetative, and animal, we destroy the nature upon earth. Have you heard about that girl, Greta?
Yes, 16 or 14 years old.
It doesn't matter how old. She's talking in a very wise way. You are 5 times her age, almost, but still can't talk like her. And everyone thinks that she's a little cuckoo. She's dyslexic or something, but she speaks better and nicer and more correct than you. So hear what she says, that a person is destroying the still, the vegetative, and the animate of this world. We add to that, that a person is destroying mostly his connection with people. Out of his connection, his faulty connection with people, he destroys the connection in nature.
I hear all kinds of decisions of great rabbis in Israel.
I don't belong to that, and I don't want to hear about that. Don't put us into all those things. Be silent. Now we want to hear Baltia. Please.
Нам уже открывается много разных возможностей.
Rav, many opportunities open before us, different places, schools, universities, and the question is, during the big congresses you said that we are the ones who study, we gather, and we're going to be responsible over our countries. We're writing the programs, plans for that. The question is regarding the connection with the central group, with Petah Tikva. Should we connect to them because our countries have specific characteristics? Maybe we should do it on our own. Or we should mingle with other countries. As their verse goes, there is no prophet in his own town. Or just focus in our country. How do you see that?
I think you have sufficient forces. Especially you have enough, you have enough experience to create the correct connection, the nice solid connection with the good spirits and the, and all the people and all the governments. I would recommend for you to start slowly, slowly thinking how you spread the knowledge of the correction of the world relative to the coronavirus between everyone, anyone that you come in contact with. Try, and you will see how much that will help everyone. Meaning our entire big group, our world group, will begin to feel how it's moving towards correction and how it can, with that, draw behind it all of humanity. Урал Сибказ.
Have a good morning. In the educational system, we were talking about explanations as a means for education. Will we have to turn to the Creator as an educational means as well?
That's the question you're asking me this way? You, my veteran student who knows and understands and feels, you're asking, how can you succeed without the Creator? How? You can only be the connector, the string. You see, I have a microphone here. Here I have a microphone, and here I have a wire, a string. And through this wire, I'm talking to you. What's in this wire? A conductor, a conduit. Just something that transfers things. That's your role. To be the string, the wire that transfers from the Creator to all of humanity. This is called Israel. This wire from here to there is called Israel, meaning just a conduit only of what he receives from the Creator to all of humanity. He doesn't need to do anything else. In a simple way, I would say, a very foolish, silly way. We don't need to be smart. We don't need to be special in anything, just to know how to connect to the Creator and how to connect to the creatures, to the created beings. That is it. And we, in between, are a wire, a conduit only. Do you understand? That is our role. Mine, yours, all those who are drawn towards the Creator. So to be drawn to the Creator is to abide by this connection of His to all of humanity. And humanity doesn't understand, it doesn't know anything. That doesn't matter. As long as we connect the Creator with humanity. And he will already do with them, he'll educate them and do what is needed. Just to be the connectors.
BBUK. Попытался понять, о чем говорит его тут. Непонятно, как...
I'm trying to understand what you're talking about here. And it's not clear. Oh, we're going to have to judge someone, to this trial, to put someone on trial on a society with spiritual laws, because everything comes from the Creator. Why should I judge anyone? Why should we put someone on trial in such a society?
So again, I'm getting my wire out here. Where's my wire? Do you understand that there needs to be a conduit where there is nothing in this conduit? It doesn't have any other role but to transfer what it receives from the Creator to the one who receives from Him, meaning to humanity. Nothing but that, meaning the complete annulment that needs to happen here towards the Creator and towards humanity. And then we will observe and keep our role. That's how it needs to be. Do you understand? That's what needs to happen here. Meaning, to the extent in which we nullify, to the extent in which we are connected together in order to nullify each towards the others, only to be the conduit. That is the role. And then all the knowledge, all the programs, all the plans, all the commands from the Creator will go through us to all of humanity. And all the requests of humanity will go back to the Creator through this wire. And we are in the middle. This is our role. Therefore, we are hated for thousands of years. For this reason, we cannot disappear like thousands of nations that disappeared from the face of earth, because we have a final spiritual role. And this role is an eternal role, and there's nothing we can do other than this. Altogether, we need to be the transition, the conduit. And from this transition, this passing, we will feel, understand, we will be like the connectors. Do you understand what it means to be a connector? A connector knows all that the host wants, the Lord, the Creator, and all that the nations of the world want, the created beings, and he has to be connected of two of them, and to broadcast the connection between them such that they will be connected as if they are together. But they're not together, because Israel nevertheless is between them. There are many other conditions and secrets here that we will learn later about this. It's a very interesting thing how the Creator arranged this. But otherwise he couldn't do this, because he wouldn't have a connection with the created beings. As his desire to create the created beings arose, then with that, the idea that there has to be here a special nation, a special group that would function as that conduit, as that transition, which includes the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the created beings, from both of them together, in order to be a transition. So we need to scrutinize, what do we have from the Creator? Since we're drawn to Him, what do we have from the Creator that we can receive qualities from Him in order to be this transition? What do we have from the nations of the world? We can incorporate with them. We can get closer to them and to be half of this and half of that, to be connected with the Creator and with the created beings. And who are we ourselves? We, as of ourselves, we are zero. Zero, not that we don't exist. The point of the zero. It also belongs, it also is there, it has its own place, but it is called zero. Then we will understand what zero means. Zero is annulment, where we nullify ourselves both before the Creator and towards the created beings, towards the creatures. We have nothing of our own. We don't belong neither to this nor to that. We just want to observe, keep what they want, the created beings and the Creator, and we want to connect between them so that they will truly be helpers to one another, servants to one another, and we are the middle between them. and we sustain that connection and are in adaptation to that connection. The Creator changes and wants to give new commands. We immediately change towards the nations of the world, immediately take their qualities and adapt it to the new command of the Creator. And so on and so forth. This is a very special, great job that is very special, very unique. We will talk about this. But just so that you see what we're advancing towards now. And who should we ask?
No, от Балтия.
Well, Балтия again.
Рав, мы вчера выпустили клип, теперь я смотрю там множество реакций.
Yesterday we produced a video clip which we published. Now I see many replies, many shares on that clip. Now the question is, if we go over all the responses, all the replies, and see what they want, we'll see that every second reply demands something practical, something you can actually do. So I'm on there every day. Should we present them with new materials? Should we just answer each one of them and discuss things with them and what?
I don't know. Don't ask me. What, I'm not an expert. I don't answer. You have many friends. Talk to them. Maybe Bnei Baruch can explain and tell you and counsel you on this. I don't know. I don't leave the framework of my lesson. And other than that, this kind of talk, let's say today at 10 o'clock in the morning, I have a Zoom with Mushi. And he's probably going to ask such questions, and I will have to answer. Then I have from 10:45 to 11:15, half an hour of a Zoom with Oren. Then from 11:15 till 11:45, half an hour, I have a Zoom with Kozlov. All those Zooms that I'm with them are with translation, broadcast, to you, to everyone, with the translations to all the languages. That's what I do other than lessons. That's it. Therefore, I am not versed in how to pass on these things to external people. That's you. But this is what I want to tell you. You need to recognize your role. That you have to do this. You must do this. And your future depends on this. Because the Creator is not doing a calculation with you. He's doing these calculations with the nations of the world. The extent in which you are managing the correct relation between you and the nations of the world. According to that connection, He's not taking care of you. You did a bad connection to the nations of the world, then you too receive this bad. You did a good connection between the Creator and the nations of the world, then through you, good things come through. He doesn't need to relate to you any other way. He just needs to awaken you to have a better connection, meaning what you receive from the Creator altogether, you always receive from Him what you're passing on to the nations of the world, plus some blows, so that you hurry up to be in a good connection.
Italy 4. No.
Well? Are you talking?
Sentite, can you hear me? Okay. Rab, tutto quello che tu dici è molto bello, ma sembra difficile da attuare in tempi.
Everything you say, love, is all nice and well, but it seems very difficult to actually implement.
e quindi è più facile che ritornino alle vecchie abitudini. Adesso noi come possiamo portare queste persone a
la volontà di tornare alle vecchie abitudini? People are more, there are more people in the system, so how can we carry these people with us so they don't return to their former habits and to build with them a new society following the rules of Arvut, of mutual guarantee between us?
You are now receiving study and guidance of what to do. You need to discuss between you, I think, several hours a day of how you build a system of connections, how you build the proper attitude, the going out towards the broad public, virtual broadcast towards people, explanation, what materials, so that you will build the attitude from us, which is called altogether the Creator, through you, through the group of, let's say, Lithuania or Baltia or however you refer to yourself, or I'm sorry, Italy, to the Italian people. You need to build this, and today you need to sum up between you, what is it that you're doing, what materials, where you're entering, what are you talking about, how are you advancing them so that they will know what they need to be, what form eventually they need to take on the whole Italian nation, what shape, what form, what connection they need to take on in order to be correctly connected to the upper force. And then the attitude from the upper force towards you will not pass through as coronavirus, but rather it will come through as good and nice things. That's what you need to explain to the Italian people today. Do you hear? I'm repeating myself. You need to explain that everything comes from above. And you can explain this to the Italian people. They're very orthodox, religious, and believers. That's what they receive from the Creator, this virus. Do we want to receive it, not the virus, but good things from Him? To do that, we need to be connected in a nice way between us. And then we will receive from that attitude from the Creator positive things against those negative things. Medicine and not a blow. Explain that. Don't say about yourselves that you are conduits, etc. No. Just the attitude of the Creator towards the Italian people. And also say nicely that He wants this nation to correct itself, for this nation to be connected, that this nation has the ability to connect, a special ability for the Italian people to be together. They're not far from one another. They love being together also. So, this is what the Creator demands of them, for them to be integrated together and be as friendly as possible towards one another, like friends, like comrades, like all the Italian people are friends. And then to the extent in which they will want to connect between them, the virus will disappear. Simply, everything will dissipate. Everything will be pure. Let's us all, because this is a global blow, let us all think in such a way that we all want to be one nation. We all want to be one for another. We are all in one boat, and we are truly in danger. Let us think of how close we are to one another. And then we can expect for that blow that's coming to us from the Creator will become medicine. Why the medicine? because from this blow, it will now be as a force that will connect between us. And when it brings us to connection, we will truly succeed in everything. The Chinese are more connected than we, and therefore they managed to very quickly get rid of the coronavirus, specifically because they're ready to bow, to surrender to one another, to receive the upper authority, no matter whether if it comes from their military or their army or their police, it doesn't matter. That's how it is. Okay. Now, Latin America 6.
Hola, Rab. Buen día. Con relación al ejemplo.
Hello, have a good day. Regarding the example you gave of the cable as being the conductor, the conduit. So our role is to awaken the nations of the world. Is that like lighting the spark in them?
Yes. Yes. Certainly. And yes?
¿Cómo lo podemos hacer de una forma más rápida?
How can we do this in the fastest way possible?
That depends on you. That depends on you. In what kind of an intensive way you will explain this to them, in what kind of an expert manner you will explain it, how much closer you'll come to their heart.
This message you now talked about, what you told the friends in Italy, is it the same message for everyone, for all the peoples?
Of course, to everyone. What's the difference between the nations? A little kind of a type of characteristics, a level of ego that's a little bit more or less. But these are things that are... they won't make a difference in the method, the connection of the Creator with the created beings. It doesn't change. It's like we are now connecting between us. I'm talking in Hebrew. It goes through some box that translates it to Russian. And you're hearing it already in the translation to Russian. And the Italians are hearing it in the Italian translator, etc., etc. But the message of the Creator is the same message. It's just that each of us, because he belongs to a different organ in the soul of Adam Rishon, like the human body, then you to the liver and I for the brain and him to the heart and him to the foot and him to... this is how we all receive the commands. And our commands are suitable to each and every one of us. It's like each interprets it. But the commands come from the Creator in a unified manner. We will learn to say the feet, that the feet know how to walk. The lungs know how to breathe. Therefore, you can interpret it in a simple way for everyone, as much as you can, what you hear, as long as it enters to the people. The people are ready to absorb anything, everything. You don't understand how by this you're helping your country, your people, to the whole world, and to the Creator, and to yourself. We have to spread the materials as much as possible now. And we have today all the conditions. You're sitting at home, you don't have anything else to do. You could sit for hours engaged in spreading the materials. to spread it. Write all kinds of things. Talk with your friends. What other ways you can do things?
Info. Info.
Yala, kadima.
No.
Well.
Hello, friends. We will begin our reports. We have dissemination reports. Please, Shimon, come on.
Shimon.
Can you hear me? First, I want to report that we all in the whole world, Kli, are working on dissemination immensely. Also in Africa, the French speakers are taking materials from Rav's Facebook and are disseminating it in all the French speakers in Africa. The English speakers in Africa and in Asia received a great training from the English department, and there's a very great activity there. Today, Avi is here from Asia to report from there. So please, Avi.
Thank you, Shimon. Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
Friends are active on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, writing on Quora, translating Rav Twitter in different languages, and posting. Posts are online with Rav daily task, create content of the topic of how coronavirus can go away on people start uniting. Singapore start back TV correspondence for live program. China are translating video into Mandarin, Spanish, and French. And posting, and of course, our giant friends, Owen. And our giant friend, Owen, with his tireless effort and cry awaken the whole of China. Philippine virtual through Zoom intro lecture, the meaning of life. Japan, dedicated friends translating, posting, writing systematically. Our amazing friend New Zealand for Zolt, they never stop writing, translating, helping friends find their place in dissemination. The women Klee, they're doing Kabbalah Australia Instagram, Russian Instagram, Kabbalah Australia Facebook, Bnei Baruch Meetup Sydney, Hebrew Rav Blog translating, English Rav Blog editing, Quora like and comments, and online Zoom circles, and much more. And the most amazing is that we're getting feedback from all the people that don't study Kabbalah, that they're reposting our post. But one more crucial action in all our meeting, right through the day, strengthening the importance of the study and our intention right through the day for a true internal connection to bring contentment to the Creator. Thank you, friends.
Right, in Europe, the friends are very active. All of the articles are translated to all the languages there on current events. Now, all the morning programs with Senka and Norma and Mushi are also translated, and we broadcast it on Facebook in all the main languages in Europe and also the more minor languages. Now, many friends have been busy training themselves. We had writers' meetings with Senka. We had more than 250 friends join. And during the evening, we are opening a training for content creation for anyone interested in creating video content, perhaps, and so on. This will be the European Zoom, 7 p.m. Israel time. Also, we have a new program opening, 3 times a week it's going to be. What Senka does with the Russian department, we are doing it in English now. It's an open studio where Kabbalah students discuss the situation in the world, and that's very successful. More than 3,000 people watch every time. And we have local activity wherever possible. In Holland, the friends are very active, disseminating over the social networks, creating content, clips. In Baltia also, they're preparing materials for homeschooling because everyone is at home, so they're making use of that situation. Everyone are working. And now we're finalizing doing the last touches on a few articles going in the newspaper in various languages this weekend. So we have very important activity happening in Italy also. So let's have Moshe tell us what's happening.
So friends, as you know, in the last few weeks, there's dissemination of virtual circles in Italy, conversations and workshop format. And this evening, there's a very special opportunity. The Italian group is doing circles in a city called Marciano, in collaboration with the municipality there. We're expecting between 200 and 300 people that will participate in these circles. What's very special, it's like Rav said, the whole Italian group prepared it together, discussed the lineup, built it together, presented it to the public. We're training many moderators within the circles, and specifically, especially since we have the special support there, we're demanding the help of the World Kli to help us this evening as we have this, the Chaim friends.
Continuing Yaakov's words, this opening, the open channel of Mach is really gaining speed. All the friends in the World Kli are welcome to join and go on the show. So present yourself through a video clip perhaps and contact us. We think that during this time, the connection between the groups and inner dissemination is not less important. So we're continuing, we're going on a getting to a higher degree with all of the groups. And we have materials prepared for daily dissemination. Each friend can receive them and have something to disseminate. Thank you.
Okay, friends, I really want to, I'm joyous to tell you what happened yesterday. We had something very interesting. Rav met virtually with David Blumenfeld, who's a producer from America, who produces programs and articles for a TV programs in America that reaches 80 million homes, and they're all home now. And it was fascinating. He interviewed Rav for about 45 minutes, asked beautiful questions, from how the wisdom of Kabbalah explains the activity of the corona and what governments need to do. And I want to tell you that it was simply amazing to see Rav's message working. It falls onto everything that Rav says about the corona and everything that's going on. It's falling on understanding ears that are listening and hearing. It was very logical. He wrote to me later that he simply is an impression, is an immense excitement. He wrote me about 3 times throughout the day later. In short, in 2 weeks, this will be packaged as a program on a TV channel in America. Meanwhile, we can't see the materials because they need to be unique for them to the people who asked. But we will see in 2 weeks, more or less, the exclusive program that will come out as it is produced. Many of these are happening in English, but except for that, but we wanted to focus on that we are hoping that this will be a special preview and Lechaim friends.
Chaim, thank you, Asaf. Now we'll have a short report on dissemination in Hebrew. Friends, so yesterday we had writers meeting live with Rav. It was broadcast. We had five articles written. We're tracking the data for people watching also, and it's always rising. So an interesting story. Chaim Duke and Moti Mo held a Zoom meeting for an external audience, several communities, many dozens of participants. It's the third time they're doing it, actually, so great l'chaim to our friends. In addition, we had an open studio program, as usual, every evening. We've gotten used to it on Kabbalah Lam Facebook and in YouTube, 7 p.m. Israel time. And we had women's writers training also. It was fascinating. And the most important thing, friends, the involvement of the friends everywhere and in Israel as well is amazing. So most of all, we want to praise the groups from the center, most of all the Chaver group for everything they've been doing. So l'chaim, friends.
And in Spanish, we're continuing with our united dissemination this morning. An hour before the lesson, 90 friends participated in the dissemination, daily dissemination activity. And yesterday, also a broadcast of the Zohar community, which we opened for everyone, was, and many people participated and shared. So we're expecting to expand our broadcasts of the Zohar community throughout the week. And we see that through the Zohar, many things are coming in a very smooth way, and people are receiving it in a very good way. Thank you, friends.
And now, what we're going to have on our schedule today, please show us the slide. All right, so 10 a.m. On 10 a.m., we're beginning a sequence of programs with Rav, one after the other. We will begin with a talk with Mushi, later with Oren, then with Kozlov. After that, we'll have the afternoon article and later the evening, the afternoon lesson, later the evening lesson. So the next slide, this is very important to mention for the friends in the world, Kli, and Israel as well. In Israel, we're switching to daylight saving times. So there's one less hour to sleep. So Israelis take note, and the world, Kli, as well, of course. We have one less hour to sleep here in Israel in the night between Thursday and Friday. It's daylight saving times. So pay attention to how this affects the time of the lesson where you live. And thank you.
And a short report from the troubleshooting team from broadcasts. Two requests. First of all, pay attention that you're not connected by Wi-Fi, but with a wire and your Ethernet cables. That makes problems to the broadcast. Secondly, watch the broadcast through the open broadcast on the Galaxy platform. If you're connected through the Galaxy, press on the button that says open broadcast and watch it from there. Vlad, to you.
Yes, beloved friends, the virus demands of us to connect on the degree of Adam and on the degree of the animate. It requires us to part from each other in order to continue life and good health. So we'll hear about the new directives here in Israel. New directives from last night. So let's please adhere to those to safeguard the health of everyone. So please, reader.
According to the new bylaws of emergency, you will not allow to be leaving your abode or any place that you are permanently living to any public space unless it's for one of these purposes. A worker who is going to his workplace is allowed according to these laws. Getting food, medicine, or necessary things for receiving necessary services, receiving health care, donating blood, anything that has to do with a court demonstration, coming to the parliament, an individual or of people who live in the same place to a short period of time and to a distance of up to 100 meters from where they live. Health assistance to another person or helping someone with difficulty or demands assistance. Prayer in an open place, funerals, weddings, and Brit Milah, and also a woman to go for dipping in a mikveh, only for women that was arranged their RSVP, their arrival. Moving a youth to a certain educational basis according to the need of moving someone, a youngster who is living with separate parents, by one of the parents to one place to another, to one parent to another, or moving a youth from a parent that is needed for necessary care, or to the place where you can leave him under their service, a minor. It was also decided that we're going to diminish the public transport to 25% of what we have, and according to the health department, taxis will only be enabled with one traveler and with an assistance of healthcare, as the people who are sitting in the back will sit with windows open. These bylaws define that in public spaces there will be at least 2 meters distance between one person and another. If it is necessary to go in a private car, it's only up to two people, and only to go to places that are workplaces that are within these bylaws. In addition, it was decided that any employer would have the obligation to measure the temperature at the workplace, and no one who has more than 38 Celsius will be allowed in. With that, services of delivery for food, newspapers, and necessary house care and electricity and services will be allowed to be sent and delivered. Only online sales and delivery, as long as it's left outside of the house. Businesses that sell food and other things that are for the house are only through delivery. Pharmacies and optometrists are going to be able to work as long as people keep 2 meters between people, and no more will be in more than four people for every active register. It was considered that anyone who does this could be also policed and given a ticket for if we don't hold these laws. All these bylaws are emergency, were approved by the government according to the health department. In addition, we will remind everyone that we need to listen to the rules to keep the spread of this microbe and keep the people who are 60 years and older. We're emphasizing that the elder are in higher danger and should stay in their homes.
Danny.
Hello, dear friends. So, the musicians of the world Kli too want to disseminate this message that we have to spread throughout the world through music. It takes a little more time to write, compose, and arrange and all of that, but we prepared a surprise for you. Lawrence Cohen wrote a new song, and friends from all over the world sent their own recordings of them playing, and we joined it together to one song, and you're welcome to go on Lawrence's Facebook and share it with all the friends all over the world. We have a WhatsApp clip as well, and let's hope we create many more such beautiful products, spreading our love in the most nice way, in the nicest way. So let's watch.
Right or wrong, don't matter none. We're talking about survival of the human race.
Connecting love or burning hate, which one will be our common fate? It's time for the arrival. A unity, y'all get it straight.
We will overcome as one all of these troubles. Like sisters and brothers, sometimes we fight. So we can finally see it from the dark of night. We will raise the dawn,
loving each other together. We'll sing one song.
War brings the need to finally realize all of our dreams.
but there must be an alternative to the situation. If we're gonna thrive, all these crises can be solved if we collectively evolve to receive a revelation of the reason we're alive. We will overcome as one all of these troubles, like sisters and brothers. Sometimes we fight. Opportunity comes when we disagree, so we can finally see that from the dark of night. We will overcome as one all of these troubles, like sisters and brothers. Sometimes we fight. Opportunity comes when we disagree, so we can finally see that from the dark of night. Loving each other, together we'll sing one song. War brings the need to finally realize all of our dreams in peace.
People gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Hey! Completing the circle.
Come my way.